Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have about 20 minutes to spend together, so if it's on your mind, be quick. 888-876-5593. We'll manage to get a Tavares record in there, too, in memory of Chubby, who's now down, now gone. And, like I say, not totally unexpected, but still sad to know. So usually on these very short shows, I'm talking to myself. Turns out tonight I got Chris, I got Cindy, so I'm not going to be too long-winded before we get there. And there's room for you, too, if you'd like to join us at 888-876-5593. But in thinking about things to talk about tonight, it was strange. Unrelated to this, John and I were talking about Devil's Tower in Wyoming. If you've ever seen it, you know, it's just straight up, right? And we were talking about, you know, how many people climbed it, did anybody climb it? And this was a shock to both of us. And I can't tell you how many times I've driven by Devil's Tower and had no idea that this thing had over 500,000 visitors a year. And this is truly the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. And on top of that, 5,000 people climb it every year on average. And most of them make it. I think I read where there's only like 7 or 8 deaths in the whole time. And so pretty amazing. If you're wondering what's on the top, just a sign that prohibits you from climbing, as if there's anywhere else to go. So that's and of course, a little bit of agriculture, too. Some assorted plants and even one type of wild poisonous snake, as far as that goes. But you know, is it worth the climb? Probably not. But I was stunned by the numbers. And then what I thought we'd be discussing actually was some facts about the in as far as South Dakota about Mount Rushmore. Interesting stuff, but we'll talk about that another night. I promise we'll get to you and what's on your mind, and we'll start with Chris in Greenwood. So Chris, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Raleigh? What's up?
Not much, can't complain. So what you want to hear?
First off, I'd like to get my 2 song requests. One of them, you ever heard of Cheer Up Charlie from the Willy Wonka soundtrack?
No, I can't tell you I'm familiar with the Willy Wonka soundtrack. But Cheer Up Charlie, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think Diane Doyle sung it. It's called Cheer Up Charlie. I like to hear that.
Okay, all right, I'll find it for you. What else?
And also, there's one more song, and... you ever heard of Ever Changing Times by Fedaya Garrett?
No.
It's from the Baby Boom soundtrack.
Ah, you and your movies. Well, you know, I don't see movies, so I wouldn't know anything about that. Ever Changing Times, and who's it by?
Fedaya Garrett.
Okay.
With an H.
Yeah.
And it starts S-I-E-D-A-H.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. Okay. I will do that. It's interesting, as I say, I know so little about soundtracks, but just recently, one of my favorite obscure Manfred Mann records is My Name is Jack, and I just love that song, and it's probably one of my guilty pleasures. But what's interesting is I didn't know it came from a movie. It came from You Are What You Eat in 1968, and the writer actually sang it in that John Simon. So I had no idea. So there you go. That's what I learned about soundtracks in the last 48 hours.
Yeah, and also, there's 2 things I want to throw out. One is... A long-time cafeteria out of Winston-Salem, K&W, shut down.
Oh.
I don't know why, but they said they shut all the locations down. I ate there one time when I was in speech.
Yeah, it was sudden. That's right. They announced it this week on Facebook, saying that they had closed them all. And I guess by now it was the grandson of the founder. So I would assume that by the time you get to the third generation there, that the kid had other things to do.
Yeah, people, the restaurant like that, they were so long time stay
permanently closed. All right.
Yes, I think there are other restaurants like that also.
Oh, of course there are.
You ever heard of 1330 out of Greenville?
What?
1330 a.m.
Oh, of course. I thought we were still talking food.
No, it's not food. We're talking radio now.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, they switched back to right-wing talk from sports to right-wing talk recently.
Yeah, that's WNIX, right?
No, it's
YRD. YRD. Yep. Okay, yeah, YRD. Wrong 1330. YRD, sure. You betcha.
Yeah.
So,
and they the conservative talk.
Okay. Well, God love them. Wish them the best of luck. And that's one of the Odyssey stations in the Greenville Spartanburg Metro. Yeah. Okay.
And WFBC was a great radio station back in the day.
Yeah. All right, well, always good to hear from you, and I will search for these soundtrack requests. All right.
Thanks,
Chris.
Much.
Appreciate
Don't
it.
Play them tonight if possible.
Well, no, there is no tonight. I've only got a 20-minute show,
okay.
So that won't be happening. It'll be probably Tuesday or Wednesday next week.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, we got time for one tonight, and that's about it. And as I say, it'll be another Tavares record in memory of Chubby. But I'll look for those. But yeah, as I was saying, when I'd heard my name is excuse me, ever since it came out, my name is Jack in 68, and I just thought it was a great little record and wasn't a hit, but had no idea that it was not only in a movie but sung originally by the guy who wrote it, and as John said he actually did two versions of them, one back in 68 for the movie and then one about 30 years later. And as John said, yeah, well, he's a pretty good piano player, but he can't sing. No, well, he, you know, just mostly on the demos, but actually in this soundtrack as well. So let's move right along here, and that would take us to Cindy from Chicago. What's up, Cindy?
Yeah, I listened to the Blackhawks game on the before your show.
Yeah.
You know, I like listening on the radio, but like if I watch on TV, they go round and round. I get dizzy watching them go around. You know, but then anyhow, it just reminded me of the night I took my I took Chuck to the Hawks game. We sat in the second row, and in the first row were some real rich people. That were some, real rich, real uppity people. And then they won the game at the last second, just like at this, game.
Well, regarding the upper class, don't they have boxes for them? You know, usually it's those luxury boxes.
So they were right in front of us.
Who knows?
Ordering drinks and, I mean, they were just, I think they were something with the blood, like, some people with the Blackhawks, some, executives with the Blackhawks.
Okay.
I don't know. But then anyhow, there's a cheese recall. I read that on something today. Cheese, shredded cheese.
Has sold at Walmart, Target, and Aldi. More than 1.5 million bags of shredded cheese, if you're wondering.
Was it from Kraft Food? Because Aldi's is Kraft Food is in Aldi.
No, it's I don't know who would make it, but they were sold, I think, under, I think Great Lakes made it. Great Lakes Cheese Company. So they would make it under the store brand's name. So they were different kind of things.
Right.
So I could say Great Value for one chain, or I could say something else. But Publix, Sprouts, Walmart, a number of others had it as a house brand. But it's greatly.
Is it all gone now?
They recalled them, and so they say it's fully removed from the shelves as far as that goes. And they say everything that's on the shelves now is safe to consume. And if you're wondering what the recall was about, unfortunately, containing metal pieces.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah. I was thinking of making lasagna for the Christmas. I don't know, homemade. I haven't made that in so many years.
Well, you probably wouldn't have used this kind of cheese anyway. So I think you're safe.
All right. Well, that's about it.
Good deal. Well, thanks for calling. As always, appreciate it, Cindy. All right, so 888-876-5593, and that will immediately take us to Mark in Aurora. So what's up tonight, Mark?
Well, it's minus 10 here in Aurora.
It's a little early for that, isn't it?
Yeah, but I must have been falling asleep on you this week because I asked John, did she read the top 10 turkeys again?
And repeatedly.
He said, yeah, but you can always... But you can always ask again.
Yeah, all right, and I'll be happy to do that. Yeah, since you called, I probably done it three times. But here you go.
Oh dear, I went to sleep those nights.
Well, hey, that's good. Sleep is sacred. I'm for that. All right, now here is the deal. It was the first time ever that we had one artist who was on the list twice, tied at number 10 for two different records, and number 10, Barbra Streisand for both "Memory" and "The Way We Were." Number 9 was Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Number 8 was YMCA. Number 7 was The Night Chicago Died, Paper Lace. Number 6, My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion. Number 5, A Horse With No Name, America. Number 3, MacArthur Park, Richard Harris. Number 3, We Built This City, Starship. Number 2, Hey Jude, The Beatles. And number 1, Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart. So that was the top.
No Debbie Boone this year.
No,
huh?
Debbie Boone and no Paul Anka. You know, the last 3 years up until now, Paul Anka having my baby was the number one choice.
Yeah.
So it was...
Paul Stenka and Odious Coach.
That's right. That's right. And so it was amazing to me that they didn't make the top 10. Now, they all got votes. We had an honorable mention. And that was Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And the reason that was an honorable mention is, if you're listening last week, she was a late nominee on Wednesday. And of course, you know, that's when they were closing the poll. And after she was nominated, 5 people immediately called and seconded. So I thought, you know, if she were on there earlier, I think I think this woman could have topped the list. So there were 261 different songs. And I stopped counting how many different votes at over 1,000. You know, I said, hey, we don't need to know. And everybody on the list had been in the top 10 in previous polls. But what was amazing, like you say, is how many artists from previous polls did not make it. Paul Anka, you know, the Honey, there were, couldn't even do the tour of the Honey House, the Muskrat Love. So there were a number of things that didn't make it. So, but that was that was your poll, and now you know.
Yeah, and 3 of the songs on this year's top 10 are songs I voted for.
Well, you weren't alone, to say the least.
Yeah, I had an interesting experience on the Sunday before Thanksgiving. I was driven back home by an Uber driver from East Africa after I had gone to a Bach cantata in River Forest, and when she found out that at that time I had no other Thanksgiving plans, she said, well, why didn't you come to our house? And I said, well, you're awfully hospitable to a complete stranger. And she said, well, my husband and I are from East Africa. That's how we do things in our culture.
Wow.
And then wouldn't you know it, her whole family got sick Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And her daughter still has vomiting and high fever, and she texted me she's going to have to take her to the hospital. And she said, thank you so much for continuing to care about us. And I said, well, God doesn't want me to just come into your house and eat your food. He wants me to care about you authentically.
Right.
And she said, well, you know, when my daughter gets better, we'll have you over for a nice home-cooked meal.
That'll be great.
But that's East African hospitality.
Well, good. I'm delighted. That sounds like a great holiday. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be delayed, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Nighty-night.
Talk to you later. All right, so 888-876-5593. One more request. Sandy in West Dallas. All right, Sandy, what you got on your mind? Nope, went away. So I think we'll try one more. Nope, she's gone. All right, so we'll get to Ralph right after this on WGN Radio. Yeah, well, here we are. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We'll forgo the bumper, much as I'd love to play Chubby Tavares, but I've only got a couple of minutes left. Want to talk to Ralph, and Sandy called back and says, Sandy in West Dallas. I said, West Dallas? I thought that was Fort Worth. No, it's actually a close-in suburb to downtown. So, Sandy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi.
What's up?
Yeah, everybody mixes West Dallas and puts Dallas and stuff.
Hmm.
Dark Horse Polka. Did you ever hear that?
Which polka?
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse Polka. Okay. That's your request?
I wanted to. My grandpa liked it, and I never heard it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me make sure I'm writing this down so that next week when we're on and have more time, I'll play it for you, Sandy.
Could you play it towards the end of the, like the end of the half hour? Like from 12:30
okay.
to 1,
all
like
right.
in
yeah.
that time frame?
Absolutely. Now, for yeah, absolutely. I can do that. I can make it my last bumper.
Okay.
You betcha. I'll do it next week.
Can I add more songs?
Yeah. Well, what else you got?
Sorry, Suzanne. And I don't know if there's a song, Rocking Horse.
I don't know.
Did you ever hear that?
Well, I need more information than that.
I think it was by the Hollies.
Oh, okay.
I think it was on the back of the Sorry Suzanne 45.
Okay, I'll look for it. I can find it.
And, let's see, Bittersweet.
By?
The Robs.
Whoa, okay.
And Bad Time.
Wow.
It's, well, I always like that.
Okay. All right. Well, very eclectic taste, to say the least. Now, Bad Times, which version you want?
I don't know.
Oh.
Isn't it by Grand Funk or something?
Well, you got that's one of those songs a lot of people have done. But I will look for one and find one that seems palatable, and I'll get you all of these, believe it or not, next week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. All right,
bye.
So Dallas checks in, and like I said, that's an eclectic group of requests, to say the least. All right, Ralph is going to close the show. The last 6 minutes are his. They're all yours, Ralph.
Well, thank you very much. This is the Thought Express now.
Mm.
And I have to quote one of the biggest hits of the Tavares Brothers here. It only takes a minute.
It only does. Yes, that was one of the biggest. The one I was going to play tonight was actually their Good Night, My Love, which I like.
Oh, Good Night, My Love. Well, the It Only Takes a Minute was a bigger hit in 75.
Oh, yeah, it was a huge hit. Huge hit for them.
Yeah, huge hit. Yeah, well, the Tavares Brothers, first of all, I wanted to thank you for spending so much time with the Tavares. I didn't know that you were that close to them. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I just love them. Absolutely.
Yeah, I noticed that, and it's just wonderful. And, of course, this whole era, to me, is also very interesting, again, because Fax and there were so many good artists connected to this, what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that you mentioned Steve Cropper, and I think he even played with Sam and Dave.
Oh, yeah. He was, you know, so good, and most people are somewhat unaware of him, but he did so much, you know, from the Marquees on and behind virtually all the big star, big Stax hits and all the Wilson Pickett and Eddie Floyd and all that. I mean, he was just terrific. And, you know, they were going to reform when Al Jackson sadly was murdered. And
You mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, that was.
And of course, one cannot forget. I think Isaac Hayes either. Isaac Hayes.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, he composed. Isaac Hayes composed in 67 and 68 the two biggest hits for Sam and Dave, Soul Man, and I Thank You.
Yep. No, he was great. In fact, for a minute there, he was actually a disc jockey at Morning Drive in New York City. Kiss FM wanted to partner stars, singing stars, with their disc jockeys. And it was funny because here comes Isaac Hayes, and they had to give him elocution lessons because no one could understand him, which I thought was hilarious. But he had... He had a little studio on Chelsea, which was right next to the offices of Charlie Rich's lawyer, Cy Rosenberg, who, you know, ultimately was my boss. So I would see him from time to time there on Chelsea, right there in Memphis.
Oh, I see. Well, that was very interesting. I understand he even had his own soul show in Memphis sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of things about Isaac Hayes. And then, of course, he got heavily involved in Scientology there for a while. It was quite the story.
Of course, he composed Shaft.
Yes, too, of course.
Yeah, that was made him famous. Now, I had one more at the end here. I was going to add one more thing of trivia here about Otis Redding.
Uh-huh.
If you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Well, in December, of course, as you know, in December of 67, he crashed here close to Madison, Wisconsin.
Right, after playing in Cleveland the night before, yes.
Yeah, he was in Ohio before.
Yep, Cleveland, you betcha.
And first of all, everybody who was connected to him and what happened there, well, of course, everybody was shocked, and they suspected, they were afraid that one musician of Booker T and the MGs was with him.
Mm-hmm.
And
the trumpeter for the Bar K's was actually with him, and that's the guy who survived, Ben Cawley.
Right. Yeah, well, that is just what I was going to say next. I said it was one musician of the Bar K's, and the Bar K's, unfortunately, that was a very good group, but they only had the one hit soul single.
Right, but a lot of other great instrumentals. They did Holy Ghost, which I thought was the best drum solo ever.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe sometimes you can play it.
Okay.
Like
I will do it.
Yeah, thank you.
And you've ended the show. It's over. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Yeah,
right. Thanks.
You. Bye-bye.
All right. So we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls and all of you who called tonight. And yes, I will keep that list of requests and we will get to it next week right here on WGN Radio. But no way could I leave without tonight's edition of 2020 News.
Border Blitz Backfire, plus Hit the Road Jack, and Sad Santa, I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Midway Mayhem, a sweeping federal crackdown. Operation Midway Blitz dropped on Chicago with thunderous force. Helicopters, masked agents, and unmarked vans tearing through communities from the Gold Coast to Pilsen. More than 4,000 supposed dangerous criminals were hauled off by Department of Homeland Security, though in truth the majority had no serious record. Critics call it less about catching real convicts and more about terrorizing immigrant neighborhoods. Lawsuits are piling up as families scramble for loved ones, while local leaders warn the dragnet's chaos is tearing at the city's fragile trust. If your idea of public safety is scare everyone with one sweep, congratulations, mission accomplished. This is Finale Stop. He's just a singer in a punk control band, but now he's stuck in the middle with few as his garage band blew a gasket and abandoned him at some gas station in the Green Mountain State. Vitriol, the name of the band, the vibe too, the frontman's band declaring they'd had enough of him screaming at them at the top of his lungs. So the lead singer's gassing up a GoFundMe page as he and his girlfriend and dog hope to hustle their way back home on the long and grinding road. Ah, the life of an almost famous rock star, Santa Con. No, Virginia, there is not a Santa Claus, not this year at Macy's in Union Square in San Francisco, the better part of a century tradition, now nothing but a pity by the bay. Santa Claus is not coming to downtown Frisco. Macy's announcing St. Nick is away on a national tour this year. Scrooge the families who always flock to Union Square with visions of sugar plums dancing in the heads of the youngsters, now left to wonder what happened to their holly jolly hero. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.